Welcome to the History Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Thomason. The History Podcast is an educational podcast intended to engage student and lifelong learning in American history. Without further delay, let's get to it. Anthony Crawford was a rarity in the South. He was a black man who owned 427 acres of cotton land and accrued a great deal of wealth. And he used this wealth to start a school for black children in Abbeville, South Carolina, and was even the president of the Black Masons of South Carolina. However, on a Saturday in 1916, Crawford went into town to sell some cotton seed and was offered an insulting 85 cents per unit, which was well below the market value. Crawford then replied to the offer by saying, "Give me my damn cotton seed back." Anthony Crawford was promptly arrested for cursing a white man. Word got around town about the arrest, and a mob of 400 people gathered at the jail. They then worked their way into the jail and removed Anthony Crawford so that they could lynch him. The last thing Anthony Crawford was quoted as saying was, "I thought that I was a good citizen. Give my bank book to my children." The white mob stabbed, beat, and tied Anthony Crawford to the back of a buggy, dragging his body around town all the way to the county fairgrounds. It was at the fairgrounds where they hanged him and riddled his body with 200 bullets. An ad was taken out in the local newspaper from the white citizens who stated that the Crawford family needed to leave the state of South Carolina, otherwise their lives too could be in danger. According to the Crawfords, especially their great-granddaughter, Doria D. Johnson, the older brother of Anthony Crawford wrote a letter to Governor Richard Manning and asked him for protection. Governor Manning wrote back that while he deplored the lynchings, there was simply nothing he could do to guarantee the family's safety. So the family was forced to leave South Carolina and headed towards Evanston, Illinois. Over the next 10 years, half of the black population in Abbeville left the city as a part of the Great Migration.